Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to Free Talk Live. You're invited here to dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever is on your mind. 855-450-FREE is the number. That's 855-450-3733. And joining you in studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
And this is the live Saturday show. We'll take your calls toll-free and also via Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. So feel free to reach out in that way if you like. Obviously, Baltimore continues to be on, I think, a lot of people's minds with the interesting development yesterday, Mark, with the six police officers being charged with various crimes, including murder, associated with their treatment of Freddie Gray, who was the man who ended up dead after he was arrested for no real reason besides running away. There was no warrant out for him.
I wonder about this. The cynic in my heart says that the only reason those police officers were arrested is because there was rioting going on. Had the rioting not been going on, the police officers would not have been arrested. Would be my contention.
You could be right.
Therefore, what that says to me is that whether you believe that's justice or not, that it incentivizes rioting, right? Like you riot, you get what you want. And I wonder whether the state should be in that position. It should put themselves in that position, and by the state I mean any organization that claims for itself a monopoly privilege on the use of violence in a given geographic area.
Well, it shouldn't surprise you. The state uses force. That's their tool. So it would make sense that they would respect it.
They would respond to it, right?
Yeah.
And I would further say that the rioting puts pressure on law enforcement agencies across the country to think twice about the use of force against whom. Whatever it is that they choose to use force. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's, you know, but it seems like the rioting is going to go on. You know, like it's going to continue. If unarmed people continue to be shot, that's going to happen. And if I look at the statistics of other countries and the use of force by police in those other countries, even if you look at Canada, which has a very similar ethnic diversity to the United States, it's geographically in a similar place, it has similar history, you'll see that the police shootings are significantly lower in Canada.
So a lot of people are wondering, well, why is Baltimore doing this? Why is this happening now? Why this big uproar? Why so many people angry, violent, destroying things in the streets? What's the basis of it? Mark, I know you had a story about that it's all the Democrats' fault, but I don't know if that's necessarily the case. And if you look at Ferguson, Missouri, there are, you know, white Republicans involved there. I think the mayor in Ferguson is a white Republican, and they had riots in Ferguson. So I think pointing the finger at one political party or another is really short-sighted.
I don't intend to point the finger at one party or another.
I'm not saying you were pointing the finger. I'm just saying I know you had a story about that. But I've got one here from the Washington Post, and this is by David Simon, or rather it's an article by Christopher Ingram about David Simon. Now, David Simon apparently is one of the people involved with a show called The Wire, this television program. So let me jump into the story here. No, The Wire does not explain what's happening in Baltimore this week, as my colleague Alyssa Rosenberg wrote yesterday. Still, the show's creator and former Baltimore Sun reporter David Simon knows a lot more about the city than most of us. And in a wide-ranging and riveting interview with the Marshall Project today, he offers an unequivocal assessment of how to turn things around in Baltimore today.
Okay.
Bill Keller asks him, so do you see how this ends or how it begins to turn around? Simon says, we end the drug war. I know I sound like a broken record, but we end the expletive drug war.
We've been saying that on Free Talk Live for a very long time.
The drug war gives everybody permission to do anything. It gives cops permission to stop anybody, to go through anyone's pockets, to manufacture any lie when they get to district court, medicalize the problem, decriminalize it. I don't need drugs to be declared legal, but if a Baltimore state's attorney told all of his assistant state's attorneys today, from this moment on, we're not signing overtime slips for court pay for possession, for for simple loitering in a drug-free zone, then all at once, the standards for what constitutes a worthy arrest in Baltimore would significantly improve, unquote. Simon traces the arrest and death of Freddie Gray to a police culture that's long since abandoned any pretense of probable cause when it comes to stopping and arresting young black men in the city. He said, quote, the drug war, which Baltimore waged as aggressively as any American city, was transforming in terms of police slash community relations, in terms of trust, particularly between the black community and the police department.
I disagree with the statement about probable cause. In this case with Freddie Gray, there's probable cause because he was running away.
I disagree.
Okay. Well, the Supreme Court...
It's not illegal to run from the police.
The Supreme Court has been shifty on this subject, and they basically say that it is not illegal to run from the police in a nice neighborhood, but if you're a crime-ridden neighborhood, then it is illegal to run away. And, you know, what are you supposed to do as a police officer? You see somebody catch your eye and run away, it's going to look like... the chase mechanism. We're all just primates here, mm-hmm. right? The chase mechanism is going to kick in, and that's what you're going
to do. That's
not
okay,
though. The problem isn't chasing after somebody and finding out why they're running as a police officer. The problem is taking them in the back of the van and beating the crap out of them when you when they're handcuffed. This happens over and over again. There are 6 police officers arrested here. I'm told all the time that they're the good cops. There's good cops out there. My question to you is, really? There happen to be 6 bad cops together at one time?
Mm.
Man, what is the statistical likelihood of this?
If
bad cops are 1 out of 10, then you'd think it would be, I can't even tell you what the probability of getting of 1 out of 10 bad cops getting together 6 of them at the same time with no good cop in the place. I mean, that's amazing. I think it's much more likely there's 1 good cop for every 9 bad cops.
Well, don't forget, Mark, that, and I agree with you on that, but don't forget that not everybody who's harassed by the police runs from the police. Not everybody who's been arrested by the police wrongfully has run from the police. You've got stop and frisk that goes on a regular basis on the streets of New York City.
But he blamed this on the probable cause issue. It's not about probable cause. What it is about...
No, he said the drug war has ruined probable cause.
It's ruined probable cause, but it's also ruined accountability. The sad fact is in this country that we tend, or at least we did a couple of years ago, is we tend to give the benefit of the doubt to a class of people, and that class of people is law enforcement. When you consistently give the benefit of the doubt to one group of people without really looking for evidence one way or the other, that group of people is going to become unaccountable. Unaccountable mm-hmm. people, whether they wear badges or not, are bad people. I'll say it again. Unaccountable people, whether they wear badges or not, are bad people. I don't care if it's politicians. I don't care if it's teachers. I don't care if it's firefighters. I am one. I don't care if it's police officers. I don't care if it's talk show hosts. By the way, you can hold us accountable for every word we say at 855-453. You don't like what I'm saying? Fine. Call in.
That's certainly true. So I don't think he's saying that it's – I don't think he's saying what you said, Mark. He's saying that probable cause has been destroyed by the drug war. The drug war has given the police these tools that just continue to mount on – that they can use to destroy people's rights and their freedoms. We've seen stop and frisk happening in New York City and Philadelphia, and I suspect it's happening in Baltimore too, because he suggests it here earlier on that they're just wholesale stopping people they don't like, usually young black men, and harassing them. And searching them, things like that. So he says
they're wholesale stopping people that fit some profile.
Yeah, young males, basically. In the growing concern over drug use in the 1980s and 1990s, political leaders in Baltimore and in cities all over the country began throwing people in jail on flimsy suspicions, argues Simon. He said, quote, too many officers who came up in a culture that taught them not the hard job of policing, but simply how to roam the city, jack everyone up, and call for the wagon, unquote. Simon reserves his harshest words for Martin O'Malley, the former Baltimore mayor who touted reductions in the crime rate under his tenure on the way to the governor's mansion in Annapolis. And perhaps in his burgeoning candidacy for the White House, he said, quote, Simon said, the stake through the heart of police procedure in Baltimore was Martin O'Malley. He destroyed police work in some real respects. Whatever was left of it when he took over the police department, if there were 2 bricks together that were the suggestion of an edifice that you could have called meaningful police work, He found a way to pull them apart. He flat out accuses the O'Malley administration of manipulating arrest statistics in its quest to show improbable decreases in crime, statistics he still cites on the stump today. And while crime rates did indeed fall during O'Malley's tenure, it's unclear to what extent the mass arrests favored by the former mayor contributed to that. Going on here, you can share your thoughts. 855-453. Would ending the war on drugs solve the violence issue, the people getting out into the streets in Baltimore? I think he's right about this. It's Free Talk Live.
Completely free of stress and fatigue? Well, of course not. You aren't alone, though. Now think about how nice it would be to begin relieving some of that stress and fatigue. Let me introduce you to a product that has and is working for me. It's called Youthful Greens. Youthful Greens. It's packed full of nature's nourishing, cleansing, and alkalizing greens, providing a powerful dose of whole food nutrition in each serving. Youthful Greens helps increase overall energy levels and reduce all that fatigue and stress on your body. And right now, when you visit freegreens.net or call 800-333-6923 and order your 1 month supply of Youthful Greens for only $29.95, you get another month's supply for free. That's 2 months of Youthful Greens for the already low price of just $29.95, plus free shipping. That's saving you $45. Visit freegreens.net today or simply call 800-333-6923. And hey, you're welcome.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to vote, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and it is the live Saturday edition of the program. What is it that has created the issue in Baltimore with people being so upset at the status quo that they're out in the streets and unfortunately destroying some of the things that are in the streets, including storefront windows, people's property going in, looting. Why is that happening? Well, there's one guy over here at the Washington Post who is saying it's the war on drugs, and I happen to completely agree. He says that the war on drugs needs to come to an end, if not for total legalization purposes, but, you know, at the very least, decriminalization of drugs would go a long way towards restoring relations, positive relations between the average folks who are frequently the victims of the war on drugs and the police, who are, of course, the perpetrators of it. You can join us here toll-free to share your thoughts at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And, Mark, as you pointed out, you know, we've been saying this for years here on Free Talk Live. Unfortunately, the political system tends to move really slowly, and I don't think that even though the protests in the streets and the violence certainly seems to have hurried the police or the state's attorney up into bringing charges against the police officers in this case, I don't think that it's going to hurry up the politicians into all of a sudden decriminalizing all drugs in Baltimore. So likely that situation is going to continue, unfortunately. But when you're in the streets, or whatever, wherever you are, you likely have a smartphone, and it's probably not really that well charged. I can tell you, when I've got a smartphone and I encounter the police harassing people, I need to use that smartphone to stream video, but if my phone battery is almost dead, then there's almost no point in doing that because the video is going to cut out after a few minutes has gone by. If you want to keep your batteries charged, the Pocket Power Plus can help you with that. In fact, it's a breakthrough in portable power technology, and you can go to PocketPowerPlus9.com to get it for half off and get an even better discount by using code FTL, like Free Talk Live. It's a source of backup power that's so small you can put it in your pocket. You can put it in your glove box in the car, your briefcase, your purse. You're going to want to have the Pocket Power Plus with you wherever you go. It'll charge your cell phone, your laptop, and in some circumstances, it can even jumpstart a car.
It comes with jumper cables.
They really do give you jumper cables with this thing. It's, in fact, got a full accessory pack with most of the adapters you could possibly need for it. So go and get one for yourself or your family. Get multiple if you need to. They give you actually an even better discount if you buy a few of them over at PocketPowerPlus9.com. And don't forget code FTL to get a better deal. That's PocketPowerPlus9.com. So, Mark, so you agree basically with the premise here that it's the war on drugs that has created the tensions between police and average people that are now unfortunately boiling over into violence in the streets, right?
Yeah, I'm not going to disagree with it. I think that it's if it's not everything, it's certainly something.
Yeah, it absolutely is very serious, and this has been developing for years.
The root problem is power, right? Like, it's the way authority is. Authority always has and always will be gentle on itself and hard on other people. Like, that's just the way it is. That's what authority is supposed to be. I'm not sure that we can do without authority today. Now, a monopoly on authority, that's something else. But, you know, authority generally, I'm not sure that we can do without that today. But I can say that authority, as it has manifested itself in the war on drugs, is probably the single worst thing. Like, the war on drugs is far worse than whatever the ramifications are of legalizing whatever the drugs are.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, because the people who would support the war on drugs seem to believe that they can somehow stamp this stuff out, and
they've had decades.
Right.
Your time is over. Yeah. You had your opportunities to stamp things out, and you didn't do it.
You've lost, and the drugs never had to shoot anybody, right? Like, the drugs aren't really fighting back, if you will. The people who are the victims of the war on drugs really don't fight back either. I'd like to make that clear. What's happening in the streets is a result of people's frustrations built up with this insane police state that is sort of I think it's really exemplified by the war on drugs. The war on drugs, before the war on terror, the war on drugs was really the building blocks of the police state. That's what created the you know, the no-knock raids that are so common with, 40,000 of them happening
Year? More than 40,000. That was like 2012.
That's an old statistic, yeah. Lots of them are happening every single day. There are these no-knock raids that
You'd like
destroy
to believe
people's
lives.
Yeah,
raids would be no big deal, and people wouldn't be complaining about raids if it wasn't for the fact that they're on drug dealers who have families and they're blowing kids' faces off and things like that. There's all kinds of stuff happening. If you were talking about, I don't know, murderers and rapists, people doing raids on their houses, that is incredibly rare, frankly.
Yeah, it's going to be hard for people to feel sorry for a murderer having a raid performed on their house, but usually it's drug dealers. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, or join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Josh is with us listening in Panama City to WYOO-FM. Hey, Josh.
Hey, how are you?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
All right. Yeah, I was just telling that comment that was made about everybody's inherently bad unless they're held accountable.
Okay. Yeah, it's about accountability, not that they're inherently bad. But, yeah, the people that are unaccountable, yeah, they go – the people that are unaccountable tend to act badly. Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of disagree with that because that's kind of saying that unless people have somebody that are watching them to get them in trouble, that – people are always going to make the bad decision, and there's lots of people out there who make the good decision, you know. And
yeah, I think they do. The people do make a good decision. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let's talk about one issue at a time. Let's talk about how accountability affects people. Would you want to hire an employee, tell them what to do, and then never hold them accountable in the job?
No, I agree.
That's because you'd be a fool to do that, right?
Yeah, you'd be a fool to do that, of course.
Excellent. Then we agree.
Yeah, but what I was saying is, as far as that is, you know, just a blanket statement saying that people are not going to do the right thing unless they're held accountable, like in life in general, you know.
They are not going to do the right thing unless they are held accountable in life in general. Yes. You see, life has its own consequences, too, and that's oftentimes what holds people accountable.
I see where you're coming with that. I'm just going to have to disagree with that, though.
Can you give me a good example of someone who is in an unaccountable position who is generally doing the right thing?
How about a prime example? Doesn't involve work or nothing. You know, people find somebody who's lost their wallet on the ground, full of money, full of cards, and instead of taking everything out of it, they take the effort to track the person down to give it back to them because it's the right thing to do. And they weren't held accountable or anything. Nobody would have
ever known. That's great. You're absolutely right. There are a lot of people that do that. And, you know, like people have done it for me. I've dropped my wallet. I think another good example is people that tip when they're traveling long distances. I think that this is fascinating, right? So we are traveling, you know, my wife and I drive from New Hampshire to Florida every year and then back. You know, she stays down there. We stop off someplace that we're never going to stop off again, that nobody's ever going to remember us, and we leave a, you know, 20% tip or whatever for a waitress that we've never met and never will see again. And I think that also...
I think Josh has busted you, Mark. How about you modify your statement to people in positions of power who have no accountability will do bad things?
Yeah, well, you're still in a position of power as a tipper, and you're in a position of power as the person who found somebody's wallet. I think that, you know, you've got to live with yourself and certainly your own form of moral guide. I don't know if I'm busted, but the facts show that power corrupts.
Yes, you're absolutely right about that. Now, I wasn't trying to bust or nothing, or just to make a blanket statement, because people are people. The term, it takes a village. Everybody's different in their own way, and I honestly feel, you know, like you guys are talking about the war on drugs.
Josh, stand by with your comments for the war on drugs. We'll come back with you here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Measles is activating on a mass scale, now due to the vaccines and iron poisoning. All symptoms, disease, and deaths are due to measles and iron, not just rash and flu-like symptoms, as the officials claim. Measles requires a host with iron to replicate. Iron intake is at an unprecedented level. Deaths and hospitalizations are set to soar now in 2015. This is the extermination plan, people. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. UNVEILINGthem.com. Unveilingthem.com.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We are back with more Free Talk Live in the live Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves here, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Talking about the war on drugs being a major factor in why everything blew up in Baltimore in the last week or so. Also, accountability. Mark says that anybody who is unaccountable will do bad things, and I think that Josh just kind of poked a hole in that.
I'm not saying that every time somebody's held unaccountable, they will always do bad things.
Oh, it made it sound the way you were saying it before made it sound like that to me, at least.
On the aggregate. The human behavior will tend to slip from a moral standpoint if humans are held unaccountable, if those humans are held unaccountable.
Or cannot be held to account, right. All right, so let's continue here with your calls in a moment, but also want to let you know about how to get Bitcoin, as well as Litecoin or Dogecoin. You can go to expresscoin.com. They're a licensed money services business, and it's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. I bet you will not find a better rate out there than expresscoin.com, especially 0%. You can get zero fee to transfer your cash into Bitcoin by using coupon code FTL on up to $40 worth of your cryptocurrency of choice over at ExpressCoin.com. Good luck finding that anywhere else. Start off at ExpressCoin.com whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, and you can, of course, do it from your smartphone via their app or straight through their website, ExpressCoin.com. And don't forget to use code FTL to get up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency with no fee at all. That's ExpressCoin.com. As we go back to Josh in Panama City. Josh, you had some additional comments about the war on drugs, so go ahead with that.
Well, what I was going to talk about the war on drugs, but it's mainly more about, I think, the mindset of that whole thing, and I think why the riot started it. I don't think it's so much about the war on drugs, because it doesn't matter if you made drugs legal or not. The criminals are going to find something else that's illegal to do, because it's just a mindset, a criminal mindset.
I don't know whether I agree. Let me address that.
A lot of people. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so criminals have always moved into the area of vices that are illegal. This as much is true. So you'll look at prostitution, running numbers, gambling, drugs, gun running, these kind of things. Now, gun running has a problem because there tends to be a cap in the marketplace. Only so many people want fully automatic illegal firearms. But the rest of them, there's just this big hole where you can throw drugs, prostitution, and gambling in, and it's the public is never satiated. So if you legalize those vices, then you drive down the areas where the criminal element can make money. Sure, criminal element can make money in murder for hire, but that's a lot easier. The FBI is really good at finding people who are looking for somebody to do murder for hire. So I think that it what it does when you legalize the vices, the three specifically that I've said, is you just drive the light and the cockroaches have to scatter and there's nothing else for them to do but get a real job.
Yeah, I'm in complete agreement with the legalization of it, because alcohol is just as bad as any hard drugs and kills more people a year than any hard drug out there. And, well, I say the criminal mindset do something illegal. It's all about money. The reason they do it is because that's how they make a lot of money really fast.
Yeah.
Right. Well, the point that I'm making here, and the point that David Simon is making in the Baltimore Sun, and that I'm echoing here, is it has to do with the average people, not criminals, not the people who are willing to do violence or whatever, but the people who are so frustrated with this war on drugs because their family, their friends, their coworkers have constantly been arrested for these non-crimes. In my mind, I don't consider possession of any chemical to be an actual crime because there's no victim. And as far as I'm concerned, no victim, no crime. But it hurts people to their core when they're arrested for things that don't have a victim. And when those arrests continue to be perpetrated for decades, you get a situation where people don't trust the police, where people don't want to have anything to do with the police, and where people further hate the police for that. And so when finally, tensions boil over, you end up with violence in the streets and, destruction of property, none of which I support, but I also understand where it comes from. And it does, I think, a lot of it comes from the frustrations with the police, which for the most part exist because of the war on drugs. That's where I'm coming from on that.
That makes sense, but I completely understand that, but I don't think that the average person was the one out there attacking the police. I think the average person...
Well, very few people are attacking the police. Let's be clear, very few people are...
Yeah, and those are the people that cause problems with this. Is I think that some people just inherently want to, destroy things, and they...
That's true.
These events as their chance to get out there and call.
Well, but they're also using the cover, and by the way, thanks, Josh, for the call and the thoughts. They're using the cover of the protests as their excuse to go and destroy. I think Josh is right. There are people who see this as a chance to go out and break some stuff.
Sure.
And, regardless of the war on drugs, there would be people who want to go and break stuff anyway. I get that.
The news just said that, there were a lot of people coming out of high school and doing it. It's often the young people that don't have, that lived at mom's house and haven't had the consequences of life. They don't know what it's like to earn a dollar to buy something that somebody then goes out and breaks. They don't have the same consequences in their mind. But let's point out that all kinds of things have been done by all kinds of people to A, stop the just, incredible amount of police shootings in this country, and B, stop the war on drugs. And so far, from law enforcement on up to the politicians, nobody wants to hear it. Well, The reason is because there's a lot of money to be made in the war on drugs. From the lowest police officer on up to the highest politicians, they understand that the government gets a great deal of money for this. So they don't want to do away with it. The question that, you know, the people have asked, people have begged, people have petitioned, people have done everything that there is to do, and now they're attempting to put pressure on in a different way.
Let's talk to Jason. He's in Newport, Virginia, listening to WNIS. Hey, Jason.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Sure, go ahead.
I just wanted to make an important connection between, you know, the riots and the war on drugs, and I believe that's the economic conditions. I don't think anybody's out there particularly saying, you know, we're rioting because we want drugs legalized.
Nope.
I think they're rioting because there are no jobs. There are, you know, there is nothing left to do, you know, other than sell drugs. You know, and I think the term criminal is subjective in the point that you are turning people who otherwise don't have that criminal mindset, who don't wish to, you know, go out and destroy, and you're turning them into, you know, the criminals where they have no other options left but to, you know, continue selling drugs, because once you've got that record, it's, you know, we all know it's very hard to attain a, you know, sustainable job.
Yeah, that's certainly true. If you get a criminal record, it gets more difficult to live life, which means you're more likely to stay in the underground or the black market.
We just had somebody call in with statistics the other night, and I can't verify. I have not verified these statistics, but the claim was is that it is in some places it is easier for a white ex-con to get a job than it is for a black non-ex-con to get a job, and that's, you know, that can be a real problem too.
But I don't know if I agree that people are in the streets rioting because they're are few jobs available. I think that you know, they're rioting because they're pissed about the police, and rightfully so. The police are the ones who are perpetrating this insane war on drugs that's destroying their freedoms and destroying their families. To me, that seems like a real motivator.
Yeah, I think that's true too. You know, but whenever you don't, you know, because we've come to expect that people from power are going to abuse that power. I think what the problem is that, like he said, they're not being held accountable, they're not being held to the same standards, and, you know, I think all of it together has created a powder.
Yeah, case. There's definitely different factors, and I think that certainly it's true that someone who doesn't have a job is more likely to participate in a riot, right? Like, somebody who has nothing to lose is more likely to go out there and take risks like that. So I think from that perspective, you're probably right about that, Jason. Thanks for your call and the thoughts tonight here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
Because of the war on drugs, policing organizations in this country are significantly larger than they would be if we just, say, enforce crimes against individuals where there's a victim, that sort of thing. Even there's always going to be mistakes, right? Like policing organizations in countries where drugs are decriminalized, they make mistakes too, but they don't have the same animosity towards the public. And I think that that's a real issue.
855-450-FREE. Share your thoughts with us on Free Talk Live.
New Hampshire is under quarantine as walking corpses devour the flesh of the living. Max is 11 years old and surviving alone. Slow-moving and non-thinking, the dead swarm his home. Now he must apply his Porcupine Freedom Scouts training to improvise his escape. Look for Survivor Max on Facebook, read reviews on Amazon, or read Chapter 1 at SurvivorMax.com.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
So on Mother's Day, when the rest of you are doing tulips and daisies, Mark and I are taking his mom out to fire her brand new AR-15 built from her AR-15 rifle kit that he bought her at guns80.com for Mother's Day. And guess what? She actually helped put it together. She built the gun herself. Mark's mom is pretty awesome. So on Mother's Day, we're going to lunch and then we're going to the range, and Mark's mom is going to show us how it's done. Get your mom the perfect Mother's Day gift at Guns80.com. Get an AR-15 kit. Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No! Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you can dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. The insane war on drugs continues in earnest in most places, Baltimore certainly one of them, and there's an article over at the Washington Post that cites David Simon, who's the creator of a TV show called The Wire, which I guess is sort of based in Baltimore. I've never seen the show, but that's my understanding of it.
I don't know. We've read the stories about the show in the past, and they're advocates for ending the war on drugs.
That's right. That is that show where there was like a courtroom scene where they talked about that or something. I totally agree with his perspective that it's the war on drugs that has devolved people's relationships with the police. You know, lots of people have become victim of this war on drugs. Of course, it has not made their lives better. In most cases, it makes people's lives worse when they get convicted of some sort of drug possession, and then they end up getting out of jail, having no home to go to, no job left. And then what do they do with their lives at that point? Is that going to make their lives better? Absolutely not. So the idea behind the war on drugs is it's going to somehow help people, and there's no evidence that it really does. Maybe there's somebody out there. I'm sure there's somebody out there who feels like they've been helped by being put into a jail cell, but maybe that's because they had somewhere to go afterwards with a supportive network of family members that could give them a place to stay or whatever, someone waiting for a job or waiting with a job for them.
Well, I haven't spent a great deal of time in prison. Would say that some time in jail was helpful to me. Mm-hmm. It showed consequences for actions. I think that the problem with jail is that Ultimately, somebody who, at some point or another, a person's kind of done with jail. They've grown they've had the growth that they're going to get in jail, and then any period of time after that growth is going to be an embitterment period.
Yeah.
And when you become embittered, then you sort of have to unravel that when you get out. I got very lucky. I found a book when I was getting embittered. I found a book that was able to help me with the bitterness, but. I will say the jail cells can be helpful. However, they are a very blunt instrument. They are not a scalpel, much more of a bludgeon, a cudgel.
They don't generally solve people's drug problems either.
They don't solve
drugs in the prison. So you can get drugs, all the drugs you want, usually as long as you can afford to buy them in the prison. So, and then, of course, everybody I've ever known that's gone to jail for whatever possession or selling, they almost to a T are just counting the days on their probation before they can smoke their next joint.
Yeah, I've seen it over and over again. I think that jail is a very, very poor tool to handle people with addictive problems. So many times I've seen it, and they go right back because they haven't gotten whatever it is that's going to solve that problem for themselves. It just doesn't work. It works for some. It works for very few. But
it's got to come from the inside. It's got to be something you're ready for before you end the madness. Let's go to John. He's in Ocean City, New Jersey, listening to WPG. Hey, John.
Hey, what's happening? Yeah, I want to say there's a gentleman named Rodney Stitch, a retired senior administrator for the FAA, Federal Air Administration, and he claims that he knows for a fact that for the past 50 years, the CIA has been bringing drugs into the United States. And even back in 1970, Time Magazine had an article about cadavers, Vietnam veterans who have been murdered in Nam, having their internal organs removed and stuffed with heroin. Now,
oh yeah, I believe it.
Why do you think they're doing it? I mean, I've heard these accusations over and over.
Money.
And we certainly have found certain circumstances where people in the government are smuggling things, but oftentimes it looks like, the one guy who's a small group of people who are trying to make money. It tends not to look like an agency's doing it for funding.
Well, what I wanted to say is that this was confirmed by retired head of the FBI, Ted Gunderson. It was confirmed by Senator John DeCamp, Republican senator from Nebraska, who was also a Vietnam veteran, and also by John Coleman, ex-MI6 British intelligence agent. These are all top men. And he claimed that if you don't believe that there is a shadow government working behind the scenes in the West, especially America and Britain, he says you are very naive. And the whole
What's the shadow government up to?
Well, the shadow government, if you don't want to call them the Illuminati, then we'll call them Big Brother.
But I'm call them whatever you want.
Yeah, this thing here is that we'll call them the good old boys club. Nobody likes to use the word Illuminati. But the whole thing is that I've had mixed experience with cops. I've had bad experiences and good experiences. If I say it's been all good, yeah. So like I'd be lying if I said it's just one way or the other. But it's case by case, and I think it's a mistake to make all cops into villains. Now, 15 cops were injured in Baltimore. A senior citizen home was burned down, and a CVS was burned down. Now that's outrageous. But at the same time, though, if I was black, I'd be pissed off, too. But the whole thing is that let's not make...
I'm not black, and I'm pretty upset about the war on drugs. I mean, it's certainly true that they target young blacks more so than anyone else, the police do. And,
but if you want to really go after the real culprits, I think we'd have to start with our government. And all it does is... making that rift even stronger between the cops and the regular people, that just makes Big Brother stronger. Thanks.
Thank you, John, for the call. Good thoughts tonight. Appreciate it. Yeah, he's right about the rift. I mean, the war on drugs has created that rift. Period.
Yeah, I would concur with you on that statement.
And the war on prostitution and the war on gambling, but those are a lesser extended wars. The war on drugs is the real big baddie.
I think a really great example is what happened with the Supreme Court this week. The Supreme Court ruled that it is illegal for police officers to hold you on the side of the road while they get their friends with dogs to come so that they can sniff around the car.
To hold you any longer than it would take to write the ticket.
There was a case where a guy named Rodriguez had been pulled over, and sure enough, the police officer's intuition was correct. He had heroin in the car. No, methamphetamines in the car. I'm sorry, whatever. They're all the same to me. He had methamphetamines in the car, and the police officer's sort of cop radar was correct. And I think that, all you can do is sort of applaud that police officer for doing what he's supposed to do in this game that he's been given to play.
No, I will not applaud a police officer for destroying someone's right to privacy. Not going to do it.
Hey, I understand where you're they're coming from. But the Supreme Court rules that this is a violation of the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution of the United States. So the police officers are given this greater job of they swear an oath to the Constitution.
Many of which they've not read it.
Yeah, they have no idea what it says. And then they're told to enforce the law. Now, the law is the lesser law because the Constitution is the highest law in the land. And then they're very good at enforcing the lesser law and terrible at enforcing the greater law mm-hmm. because they get the incentives. They're given the orders that surround enforcing the lesser law.
Enforce the incentive is money. I mean, if you enforce the war on drugs, then you get bigger budgets for the police department. You yourself can confiscate personal amounts of cash. And if you come across $100,000 in a drug dealer's house and you're the only one around, you can make that a $50,000 take.
Turns out that drug dealer only had 50 grand.
Right. So let's go to your calls and thoughts. And go to Michael, listening in Myrtle Beach to WRNN, South Carolina. Hey, Michael.
Hi. Nice to meet you guys.
Welcome.
I love your radio show. It's a great show. I just have a simple question. I've lived all over the world. I've lived in countries where drugs are legal. I've lived where they're not legal. I've lived in Singapore and Amsterdam, for example. They're very opposite. And I see a big difference. But what are the thugs going to do if the drugs are legal? I mean, they're going to find something else to do that's not legal to make money because they're not going to have a way to have a job.
Well, why aren't they going to have a way to have a job?
Well, because they have no education.
Well,
you don't need an education. You don't have to have a job.
What, I mean, can't you do a plumber's job? Can't you go working for a plumber?
There's all kinds of jobs where you don't need any education. Very low-skilled jobs. You just need to be able to do what you're told to do, push a broom or whatever.
We read an interesting article where it says that even that low-level drug dealers in Chicago, where the gangs are very in control of drug distribution, that they make less than they would if they went to work at McDonald's. Now, I have no clue why they continue to work. Is it brand loyalty? I don't know why they work at these jobs.
I mean, ultimately, you're right. If there's something else that's illegal, the people who are in, you know, gangs will likely go and do business with that thing that is illegal. That is sort of the history of gangs and what they do. But if everything that is illegal that is, you know, peaceful, like drugs and prostitution and, you know, consensual, like gambling, if those things are then legalized, then they're going to have a tough time finding something. What else is there? I mean, you mentioned guns, Mark, but let's legalize that too. And then what else is left after that? What else could they do? They'd have to then maybe do something legitimate.
Drive a shovel. The fact is that I got out of prison in 1998. I had the only credential I had as far as education went was a high school diploma and a GED. Actually, I had both. I managed to go from working as a waiter, working at, from a fitness, in a fitness place doing workouts, then working as a salesperson for a radio station, and now I do a talk show. So I think that it can be done.
Michael, anything else you want to share?
No, I appreciate it very much.
Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate that. Let's continue here. We've got Chad. He's in Bowling Green. Chad, listening to WKCT. Hey there.
Hey, guys. I got a couple of points.
Sure.
The war on drugs is nothing but a money game. It's a multi-billion dollar industry.
Yeah.
Those that are in the war, in the army against drugs, if you will.
Right. The government makes a boatload of money, and the gangs make a boatload of money. Stand by. We'll get to your other points here in a moment. More with Chad, and your calls are welcome here. Hour number two is on the way. We got plenty of time for you. 855-450-FREE. And since we're talking about the war on drugs, let's talk about a very interesting study about one drug in particular, MDMA. You might know it as ecstasy. There's more coming up here on Free Talk Live.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.